They're giving them a 7 on KD. I need something to stump Ron Owens, 808-0810, something weird. Regular, no more tax stuff on Monday. I'll get back to the nonsense you all like. Relax. Don't get a headache over today's show. You needed it. Len Tillum, KGO News Talk 810, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. What's this? 4 days in a row? Yep, it looks like the stock market has gained points again today. Not many, but it was still in positive territory. You're live as ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It was hardly a surge like the other days this week, Sherry, but the Dow did end up about 49 points today. The last time the bulls ran four consecutive days was nearly a year ago. Not that the downturn is over.
Our problems were not made in a day or a month or a year, and they will not be solved quickly.
But White House economic advisor Lawrence Summers said today the crisis will end, and as one investment strategist put it, at this point we'll take a good week any time, any way we can get it. Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The Justice Department has dropped the legal use of a term that was used a lot during the Bush administration, enemy combatant. With more on what it means and how it could affect Guantanamo Bay detainees, we're live with ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, it's more than just words. According to the new Justice Department memo, the legal papers no longer rely on the president's war powers to hold suspected terrorists. And the department says individuals who supported Al-Qaeda or the Taliban will be held at Guantanamo only if that support was substantial. Terry, Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner. Teachers in California and their students are rallying today. They're saying no pink slips while wearing pink shirts and holding pink protest signs. Preliminary layoff notices are going out to thousands of teachers as school districts deal with broke budgets. Putting windshield wiper fluid in the refrigerator left 10 children in the hospital and a daycare operator in Little Rock, Arkansas, reeling. The kids were given it by mistake.
Someone had done some shopping on her behalf, and in putting away the groceries, mistook the packaging for something that akin to a sports drink.
Julie Munsell with the Arkansas State Health Department says the children will be okay. Again, the markets today, the Dow gained 48 points, the NASDAQ was up 3. You're listening to ABC News.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
The psoriasis on my knees, the itchiness can drive you crazy. I have tried everything. Dermarest is the best product I have ever used.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow. And now Dermarest is improved with a unique zinc complex that moisturizes and reduces redness. Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
Hello, Dermarest. Goodbye, psoriasis.
A fair deal. Sometimes it's getting more than you pay for. That's why Midas will change your oil for free when you purchase a brake package. First, we'll thoroughly inspect your brake system. Then, only if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes. And to give you more than you pay for, we'll include a free oil change. Midas, we're on this road together.
Up to 5 quarts multi-grade oil synthetics extra most vehicles. Ends April 4th at participating Midas.
In her first network interview since her husband became president, Michelle Obama sat down with Good Morning America at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Military combat families on food stamps? Michelle Obama says that's not what America is all about.
Yeah, these are people who are willing to send their loved ones off to perhaps give their lives the ultimate sacrifice.
In an exclusive interview with Good Morning America, Mrs. Obama says military pay needs to go up. And come to ABC News, the White House.
Michael Jackson has described it as his final curtain call. 50 concerts all in London. But ABC's Linda Albin says you had to be pretty up early today to get a ticket.
They've almost sold out. Now all Michael Jackson needs to do is show up and sing at 50 concerts beginning in July 09 and finishing in February 2010. The London gig sold out within 5 hours of going on sale to the general public. Hundreds of diehard fans camped out overnight despite the cold.
I'm so happy I've waited so long.
It's his last ever tour, and we want to be a part of it.
Despite his acquittal on child abuse charges and not having recorded since 2001, Jackson retains a loyal legion of fans who insist they have every confidence in the 50-year-old they still consider the king of pop. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Building materials company owner convicted of bilking investors out of money in Arkansas wants the verdict overturned because he claims one of the jurors was Twittering while hearing the case. The juror is accused of sending 8 tweets all about the trial. This is ABC News.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
Turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch!
like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver multivitamins are age-adjusted. They help protect your health as you age with key antioxidants and other nutrients that help protect the health of your heart, eyes, and bones.
Things have sure changed around here.
Age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Take along with a healthy diet and exercise. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland is 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhart. The California legislature's budget analyst says the recession has created another $8 billion hole in the state's budget just weeks after the end of a bruising fight to close that $42 billion gap through June 2010. Teachers and parents are gathering at local schools and other locations to protest a flood of layoff notices going out to educators in California today. Oakland A's owner Lou Wolf issued a statement today saying that he is no longer interested in trying to have a new stadium built in Oakland. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Daly City accident, North 280 before Hickey Boulevard. Multicars, everything on the shoulder. And you're slow through Oakland, northbound 880 between 66th and Embarcadero. Couchcon sweepers out there in the left lane. Hurry to REI now for the REI member rewards event now through March 29th, where members save 20% on one full-price item. Exclusions apply. Not a member? Join today. REI, find out. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny this afternoon, foggy tomorrow morning, then partly sunny by Saturday afternoon. It'll be cooler too, and there are a few sprinkles possible in the North Bay. Highs will be between 55 and 60. 54 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program once again. The first line says, things are going to get hairy in New Jersey this summer. That's right, hairy. What are they talking about? I don't know where to start. You know, they must have no crime or violence or drugs in New Jersey, because this is what the state board wants to do. They want to ban waxing, bikini waxing, genital waxing, the Brazilian, call it what you will. They want to ban it. Where do we begin? Now, New Jersey law allows waxing of the face, the neck, the arms, the legs, and the abdomen. But officials say that genital waxing has always been illegal, although not spelled out. Let's not get into a discussion about the function of pubic hair. I know about the trends. It's a little shocking to me, too, how common this is and how many young women, go bare, and of course, older women also. And that's a discussion we can have, but we need a law? There evidently were two women who got little burns. And the dermatologist here says, you know, it's really hard to blame it on the waxing. You can get an infection from almost anything. The state is probably just looking out for the resident's best interest, but they'll have to enforce it. Anybody want to any volunteers? For they're doing some hiring at the enforcement wing at the Board of Cosmetology in New Jersey. Friends, we live in tough times. This is the kind of thinking that's going into managing the wacky world we live in. It's economics, international politics, etc. These are real live politicians proposing this. It would ban genital waxing. Here's an owner saying this is terrible. They do this, we're out of business. Full waxings are very popular, and they say women will go crazy if they try to pass this. If it's illegal, why do they teach it in schools, says one cosmetologist. If the state is truly concerned, why doesn't it offer a two-day course for further certification? Now, remember, this ranks right up there with Florida. The equivalent board banned fish pedicures. We talked about this before it made national headlines. You put your tootsies in like a little pond created in the spa, and these little carp love to chew at your calluses and all the dead skin on your feet. Evidently, it feels okay, and they eat it. The board closed that down. They couldn't quite figure out whether that was a good thing or not. Nobody hurt. This is just, you know, knee-jerk politics. Why don't they look into the cases where the women complained? What if we just complained about politicians making dumb laws? Right? Would they ban them? Here's a better one. You're going to love this one. although it's coming from Utah, and there's a you know, a hidden agenda here. But here is a Utah lawmaker wants to tax, hang on friends, caffeine. He said his intent was just to target caffeinated soda and other cold beverages, but he's decided to look at the substance more broadly. And I'm sure he's found out caffeine is the number one most commonly used drug in the world. He says he has seen research that caffeine can cause spontaneous abortion. I mean, so can God. You're going to ban God? Caffeine does not cause spontaneous abortion. That caffeine can cause psychological anomalies. Yes, so can dumb politicians and other disorders. That's nonsense. That's not what he's about. I'll get to a second what he's about. We're going after people who have a problem with addiction for a revenue stream, and only caffeine would be one that is more broad-based. He calls himself a social caffeine drinker. Now, of course, as you know, most of Utah's population, more than 80% of the legislature, are Mormons. And of course, it discourages members from drinking hot drinks. Some Mormons have interpreted that to extend beyond coffee and tea, even to caffeinated beverages. And you think religion has a place in government, eh? Whew. All right, let's talk about a new form of media. I just, no objections here. I think it's a cool idea. This is the second time it's been tried. An entrepreneur planning to bring obituaries out of the back pages of the newspapers to the small screen. And now this will be in French. This is happening in Quebec. Charging a fee to broadcast obituaries, prayers, hospitalization notices, and messages of thanks. It's been tried in Germany. Obituary television, relatively new. And Germany is the first network for obituaries devoted to death. The network shows pictures and video clips of the deceased for a fee, broadcast documentaries on related topics, backed by an association representing German funeral directors. I, you know, don't have an issue bringing death out of the closet. It is one of those verboten subjects. We don't talk about it enough. To ourselves, to our kids, we're all in denial. You know that as well as I do, and all our end-of-life issues have to do with our fear of talking about this subject. You know, the three things I think we'd have the most difficulty talking to our kids about are death, money, and sex. So, no problem here. I cannot get into detail on all the proposals for healthcare. It's way too complicated. Every day it changes. And I'm just reading a piece here, just looking at all the politicals lining up with how to handle this. And there's just, and there's a piece today of how U.S. business leaders are urging lawmakers do something. For every $100 spent in the United States on healthcare, Canada, Japan, Germany, United Kingdom, France spend a little more than 50 cents. Well, it's about 60 cents. We're just not getting the results. We have to admit that. We have bigger problems than they do. You can't compare our population entirely to that of Canada, Japan, or Germany, or France. UK, you can. But the one thing I just need to throw out there quickly, this term that's being used by opponents of anything that approaches single-payer care as socialized medicine. And the other thing that they use as an example to try to use simplistic rhetoric to sway us is, think of the post office. Hey, you want to know something? I was thinking about this last night. If we could have a single-payer, government-sponsored healthcare plan that worked as well as the post office, you can sign me up. As far as I'm concerned, the post office works just fine. I've never lost a letter. I put that little piece of paper, cost me 50 cents, 40 cents, I know what a stamp is, buy them in rolls, stick it on an envelope, and it gets there. I always hate that metaphor. It, you know, most of us don't really appreciate the volume. I don't know what kind of business you're in, but a good example would be, you know, in airlines that is 99.99% or 999, I think, percent perfect, still loses 200 bags a day. It has to do with the magnitude. I don't care what you do in your life. Are you 99.99% perfect? So we got to back off of that as we look at all the options that are out there. And don't ask me what I really think should be done. If I were smart enough to have an answer here, believe me, you would hear about it. You are going to make sacrifices with any plan that we pursue. You're making sacrifices already. So just hang on and know what those sacrifices will be. One might be a delay in getting care. They have some trouble with that in the NHS, but they're trying to be fair about it. Here's a study, for instance, which underlines that patients with stage 2 bladder cancer, the risk of death increases if the surgery is not performed within 12 weeks of the diagnosis. So that has to get factored in. You can see here these horror stories of people in Canada or United Kingdom waiting an extra long time. Those are often the exception, but it can happen. It can happen here also. Terminally ill patients who talk over end-of-life treatment with their doctors spend less money and do not die any sooner, but die more peacefully than those getting aggressive care. And the goal of palliative care is to relieve suffering rather than to halt progression or cure. The savings could be $77 million if half of the estimated 500,000 American adult cancer patients who died last year had end-of-life discussions. That's all talk about it. 1 in 20 Medicare patients who die every year use up almost one-third of expenditures by Medicare. One-third of expenses in the last year of life are spent in the final month. It might scare you. Oh, they're talking about money here. They're going to let us die more quickly because of money. No, what I just described to you is a waste of money. The real cost differences could be substantial. And the more aggressive care you get, the worse your quality of life. So we just need to admit we've got to get objective. Wrap our arms around this. Because part of how we're going to bring health care to people is by making it more efficient, because it is a total, complete mess. The waste is horrible. Heather sent me a before and after picture of a plumpy lip picture. And they have a before and after. And it's like so obvious. I don't know what they're selling here, to tell you the truth, except the before picture. Well, put this this way. They took an after, not an after. They took a picture of a woman with beautiful plump lips. And then the before picture, they airbrushed out the plumpness. It is so painfully obvious, I can't imagine anybody would fall for this photograph. And that's something you've got to be... You assume before and after pictures are real, don't you? Every time you see them, whether it's a diet pill or who knows what. You assume, oh, look, before and after. They wouldn't lie to me on that. Of course they would. One important issue is a lot of quack medicine, alternative medicine, and junk. You know the stuff we talk about here. They often will say, this is approved by the board of this and that. They make up their own oversight organizations, and then you think it's official and that it must be real. Well, they're lying to you. Here's a beauty. I'm looking at a big banner here someone sent me today. Approved. It's a big it's a big circle, like a real seal, and across it's written approved, and then in the circle is written colon review. And then the headline, it's not the headline, but the top of this very official looking deal here, the Colon Review Board, your official source for colon cleanse news, reviews, and information. That's right, the Colon Review Board, your official source. And then it has featured on, and then there's Oprah, Wall Street Journal, ABC, CNN, and more. Now, what do you think those organizations said about it? I have stood up here and said, Dr. Schrunkenkopf is a quack. And then I've seen his literature as featured on the Dr. Dean Adel show. And then people who are susceptible see that, oh, Dr. Dean must have endorsed it. No. First of all, it's a true statement if they say, you know, if CNN condemned them and called them a bunch of quacks, it is true they were featured on, but they can't use their logos. They're just not big enough to get an outfit like CNN or ABC or the Wall Street Journal or Oprah, although Oprah would have had them on. I mean, I'm sure Oprah's capable of anything in that regard. We know black women don't do as well as Caucasian women with breast cancer. We're not quite sure. And you know what they've just discovered today? It may be high blood pressure. UC San Francisco and Kaiser did this study and found indeed that death rate from breast cancer was 28%. I don't want to give you the numbers here. It's not here. It was 39% for women of color and 33% for Caucasian women. They controlled for tumor characteristics, treatment, age, race, hypertension. Was it? The one factor explained almost half of the disparity was high blood pressure. Why? I don't know. But now doctors know when they get a patient of color, they got to make sure they're managing the hypertension. Oh, Lord. One thing I scares me more when than actresses writing health books and medical books. We got plenty of that. Is maybe, I don't know, you tell me, am I being extra harsh here? Maybe I won't even mention her name. A wife of a famous actor, she's a B actress herself, opening a school, pre-kindergarten through sixth grade, and then a high school. And according to the columns here, it follows the instructional methods developed by Scientology's founder. And she's trying to say, oh, we're not really Scientologists. It's a secular course. But it is from Hubbard. The school stresses 100% mastery, encourages students to retake exams until they score 100. Student body, she say, is diverse. I don't know how much it costs, but, boy, you trust your kids to a school, that's a big one. It's a big one. So I just urge you to think this through. Think it through, please, for me. It's for the children. All right. I got something else I'm going to want to talk to you about. Are you ready? Have they done it? Can we read your minds? I'll tell you what I'm reading here. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. A new device able to read people's minds. Heather, I know what you're thinking. Talk about that. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dale. We'll be right back.
Because America deserves some credit, qualified buyers can get low-rate financing on select 2008 and 2009 Chevy models. Length of contract limited. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/09.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. 1-800-664-9409.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-214-8494. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-214-8494. 888-214-8494. That's 888-214-8494.
In Health Magazine.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With
with your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adel at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Let's talk to John and Marin. How you doing, John? What's on your mind today?
Okay, Jenny McCarthy, our favorite anti-vaccination crusader, got a comment about her, something that came up. Now, I want to give credit where credit is due. This comes from Rebecca Watson, a co-host of the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast.
Great.
So, Jenny McCarthy says in an interview how she can't believe that we're still putting mercury, which is the second worst neurotoxin on the planet, in our shots. Second worst neurotoxin. Well, in another interview, you want to guess what the first worst neurotoxin is?
Don't tease me.
In another interview, she says, I love to get Botox treatment. I get it minimally so I can still use my, so I can still move my face, but I think it's a real savior. So on one hand, she's saying that she can't believe we shoot kids with mercury, the second worst neurotoxin, but she'll gladly get the first worst neurotoxin shot into her own face.
John, I just, I love your mind. I love your mind, John. Absolutely. Let's talk a little about this idiocy. First of all, there is no mercury in childhood vaccines. There haven't been for a while. There is a little of that preservative in some flu shots. But children, since we took the mercury out of childhood vaccine, autism rates have increased. As you know, vaccines have nothing to do with autism. That's the fact here. So you just sit here and wallow in her ignorance. It's preposterous. And yet, the most toxic neurotoxin is Botox. One thimbleful of Botox could take out the entire human race. And by Botox, I don't mean the proprietary product that they manufacture, but the purified botulism toxin from which they make that. One cubic inch of mercury, please. So, again, America, it's a Playboy bunny. What are we doing? This is to whom you listen when it comes to doing what's right for your children? It is remarkable. It is just remarkable. And it upsets me. What can I say? I also want to, I want to quickly do this, and I make no bones about it. We were just talking about this movie star that started a school based on Scientology principles, and I need to just quickly tell you that there are alternatives, especially in this time. And the spirit of full disclosure, I am on the board of this particular school, and I'll tell you how to get in touch with them. But there are schools out there to handle kids that are learning different. These are the forgotten ones. These are not bad kids. These are kids that made some bad choices. They're smart, but they just haven't figured out how to learn. And this happens to be a boarding school, and the reason I'm telling you about it now is it's a deal. It's a bargain. It's a bargain. And this is a school with so many options. You know, your kid can get into snowboarding. They can travel all over the world. These kids went to Egypt and Mexico, Peru and China and the Philippines and learning that way. Experiential learning, not sitting in a classroom, being bored stiff. It's a non-traditional boarding school that just takes kids with diverse learning needs and really helps them in a loving and a structured environment. Again, in the spirit of disclosure, they saved two of our kids' butts. That's all I can say. So I love this place. And if you're looking for educational alternatives, you don't turn to Scientology. Please, please turn to professionals who've given their lives to teaching children. Not some B actress who's going to make a bunch of noise because she knows how to manipulate the media and generate press. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? There's nothing more important than the education of our kids. And you got a kid like this in public school, you know what's happening. You can see it before your eyes. Anybody out there, by the way, you got a few million dollars sitting around, you'd like something to do. I got a great cause for you. I'd love to give a scholarship to every kid that that comes to the school. Anyway, it's NAWA, NAWA-academy.com, actually. NAWA, NAWA-academy.com. And I do it just to encourage you that there are places for kids who learn differently. And that place is unfortunately not a classroom in public school with 35 kids and a frustrated teacher trying to do her or his best you know, for your children. So if you really want to, you know, take a step, this is in Northern California. That doesn't matter. It's kids from all over the world come there in a boarding school. And a boarding school turned me around, so, and that was a tall order. All right, we're going to talk about reading your mind. Yes, I'm looking at a device here that can read your mind. I'm sorry, but it can in certain ways. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A's owner Lou Wolf says he is no longer interested in trying to have a new stadium built in the city of Oakland. Just weeks after the end of a big legislative fight over the budget, California lawmakers and the budget analysts say the recession has created yet another $8 billion hole in the budget. Stock market ended the week on an up note. Dow Industrials picked up 53 points to close at 7,223. NASDAQ up 5 at 1431 and S&P 500 up 569 at 756. Lloyd Lindsay-Young says mostly sunny this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease. And no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399.
Tired of the daily commute? Want a better life and income with more time for your family? Then listen carefully. You can now get free information on how you can start an income-generating online business that will change your life forever.
After losing my job of 13 years, I wasn't going to go back to commuting and paying hundreds of dollars in daycare just to make someone else rich. Within 90 days of starting my business, I replaced my previous income.
Go to 321workgenius.com and start earning great money. Say goodbye to the long commutes and never worry about layoffs again.
I wanted to make a little extra cash. Within 90 days of starting my online business,
I was making more money than I was making full-time as a teacher.
Isn't it time you got paid what you deserve? With 321WorkGenius.com, you can turn your existing skills into an additional income in your spare time. Go to 321WorkGenius.com today and take advantage of a free telephone consultation. That's the numbers 321WorkGenius.com.
Today.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. For the first time, scientists say here that it's possible to read a person's mind by simply looking at brain activity. They used one of these modern PET scanners to measure blood flow. This is done in Britain. And they could tell where volunteers were located in a computer-generated virtual reality environment. Just by looking at the brain data, we could predict exactly where they were. In other words, we could read their spatial memories. Now, the idea of really intrusive mind reading, like, you want to know what Heather did last night? She's thinking about it right now. Trust me. Yeah. You hear the sighs. That's a long way off, of course. Those are very, very complex kinds of thinking and memories. But on the way there, we will learn all kinds of things. We will be able to help people who've lost their sight to see. We will be able to help people do all kinds of things. So far from being fearful, this is, research we should all get behind. But that's a big first. That's a big first. All right, Jim, this is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm a libertarian, but I just to get all the facts out, didn't you say that caffeine does increase the rate of spontaneous abortion?
Well, let's talk about it. First of all, it's a long way, and let's discuss that. And the answer to your question first is, yes, there has been a study, a Kaiser study, that found it. But I'm talking about a legislator, saying caffeine causes abortions, and that's why they want to tax it, right, as opposed to this research, which anytime you do research on human females in pregnancy is difficult. And this study did find it strengthened the hint that there could be a link between high caffeine consumption and miscarriage. One of the issues, of course, is who are women to drink a lot of caffeine during pregnancy? How indeed are they different? That's the first thing you got to deal with. And there's other things. When you drink coffee, you drink a lot of sodas. There's other things. Maybe those things are causing problems with miscarriage. And it's just, I can't tell you that caffeine causes miscarriage. I can say there have been studies to show a possible association and studies to not show it. It's just when that's what a person who's motivated, obviously by the religious beliefs, wants to do, which is ban caffeine, right? Try to get a drink in Utah. You'll see what I mean. It's complex. It's a complex deal. And it's a religion. 80% of legislators, listen, it's what the people of Utah want. It's fine. It's their state. It's hiding behind a simplistic statement and using the word abortion in association with caffeine. In medicine, we don't call it that. It's a miscarriage. In other words, there's all kinds of other things that cause miscarriages. The age of the mother, her education, her income, smoking, alcohol. She's been in a hot tub. How about, magnetic fields? And, of course, nausea and vomiting. One of the issues is that women who get morning sickness don't drink caffeine. See, because you lose your taste for caffeine and other things when you have morning sickness. How are you going to figure that one in? So it's just incredibly complex. More complex, I guess I'm saying, than the simplistic statement by some legislator who's very much into taxing things that other people enjoy. It would just be like, I don't know, what does he enjoy? He enjoys going to church, so let's tax a church. Right? Oh, you can't tax a church. That's right, I forgot. Let's talk to Ann. How you doing, Ann?
Adele?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. I have a 16-and-a-half-year-old son who has to have his wisdom teeth pulled. The dentist told me he sent me to the oral surgeon to have the bottoms removed. They're impacted and they're growing in sideways, but the upper ones haven't even come through yet. So I went to the oral surgeon and he recommends, oh, no, we have to take them all out. And why do you want to put your son put them under again to have it done again. No, just take them all out. And my dentist had told me to just leave it, and they're coming, the way they're growing, they're coming down straight. He would take them out down the road. And I don't know what to do now.
Yeah, so it's a very good question. You know, I've talked to many dentists about this, and it's not as straightforward as you might think. The impacted ones, I'm afraid, you're going to have to do something about. In general, the mouth doesn't like unopposed teeth. This is teeth on the top and not in the bottom. Sometimes that causes an issue. But, boy, by having them there, and someday downstream, you may want to put a bridge in because the tooth in front of it's going to go. And, yes, we can do implants, but they're way more they're more complex. We don't need to get into specifics in dentistry. So I don't think there's much to lose. It's not about putting them out. It's like the dentist in one sense is saying it's dangerous. You might say, well, if that's so dangerous, then maybe I should reconsider this whole thing. And your son at his age can make his mind up later when they come in. It wouldn't be the end of the world. And there is, of course, a dictum in dentistry that you do everything you can to save a person's natural tooth within reason. And I've seen evidence on all sides of it. And even though they're growing is straight, they could get crooked, so then you could do things. And in medicine, you know, we have a lot of issues like this where let's remove something, even though there's a chance it could become sick, let's remove it now so it doesn't become sick. There, once upon a time, when we ever entered your abdominal cavity, if we were going to, say, remove your ovaries, we'd grab the uterus, the gallbladder, the appendix while we're there because, you don't need them. And you're not going to get any illness. And you can use that same justification to remove breast tissue to prevent breast cancer. It's a silly argument. So I know dentists, you know what you ought to do? Here's the answer, is just ask the doctor who wants to pull the uppers and say, tell me what the odds are, the exact numbers, the data. You want data, not emotion. You want to know what are the chances and what trouble would my son get into if he kept a pair of perfectly good, straight wisdom teeth. And as I said, I had gotten trouble once for a tooth I had pulled, and the other tooth was unopposed, and I got some problem with it. But I don't know that that's automatic. And ask them, what are the odds of those teeth creating a difficulty? I just have this. It's funny. Here you're going to see me falling back on nature as an argument that I think the human body is a pretty cool design. It mostly works. And I think that we would have to come up with major, major proof for this idea that our body is imperfect and we need doctors to meddle with babies when they're born. I've used this argument with circumcision. Why did God put it there if the first thing he said was to remove it? I don't get that. So the same with, and we know that our mouths are crowded and we are in the middle, and ongoing evolution is happening to the human body. You and I will never see it, of course. It's going to be something to play out over a long period of time. And yes, some people get crowded teeth and the wisdom teeth come in crooked and they wreak havoc and they need to be removed. So I tend to side with you. Now I'll hear from dentists who will take the other side, and I'll just ask for the data and they'll be able to convince me real easily. Just show me the proof. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
Hey, investors.
Gatos Acura. Advance to Los Gatos Acura and discover your purchasing power. It's a great time to buy, and Los Gatos Acura has precisely what you're looking for. Choose from a stunning inventory of new 2009 Acura TL, MDX, TSX, and RDXs in stock. Plus, a choice selection of pre-owned vehicles and certified pre-owned Acuras. Shop online or schedule your next service appointment at losgatosacura.com or call 1-800-NEW-ACURA. That's 1-800-NEW-ACURA to take advantage of unprecedented value and selection from Los Gatos Acura right now. Los Gatos Acura is a proud member of the Penske Automotive Group. Come to Los Gatos Acura and unleash your power today. Los Gatos Acura on Los Gatos Boulevard and online at losgatosacura.com.
The rains may still be falling, but the sun is shining brightly at Pool, Patio, and More, the Bay Area's leader in quality outdoor furnishing since 1968. With their pre-season sale, you'll save over 50% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price just in time for spring. At Pool, Patio, and More, you'll find everything you need to turn any outdoor living space into your own private resort at guaranteed lowest prices. Alfresco dining, Pool, Patio, and More has a huge selection from cafe sets to grand outdoor tables and chairs that'll seat 14, or create an outdoor living room with sofas, love seats, club chairs, chaise lounges, and umbrellas, all in striking outdoor fabrics with weatherproof cushions to bring indoor comfort and elegance to the garden. Choose from the finest manufacturers, including Tropitone, Brown Jordan, Woodard, Cast, Classics, Gloucester, Lloyd, Flanders, and many more. Visit one of their three showrooms today at the Franciscan Forge in Atherton, across from the Pruneyard in Campbell, and just off 580 in Dublin. Pool, patio, and more. The Bay Area's backyard superstore since 1968.
Hey there! Need to get away? Think Kissimmee, Florida. It's near Orlando and close to all the theme parks, amazing nature adventures, and great beaches. Click on the ad on your player right now and enter to win a free vacation to Kissimmee or be reimbursed for the Kissimmee vacation you take March 2nd through May 22nd. It's the Freedom to Enjoy sweepstakes. When you visit Kissimmee, you can have your vacation your way. Collect game pieces while you're there for even more ways to win. For details and special free offers, visit KissimmeeFreedom.com. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents of the U.S., Canada, excluding Puerto Rico and Quebec and the United Kingdom. 18 years of age or older. Void where prohibited by law.
Information.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unidell here. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John? Welcome.
Hey, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I damaged my ear diving for abalone last fall. And I still have ringing in it now since August, and I'm wondering if there's anything I can do about the ringing or...
Do you know what you did? Did you you ever have an ear doctor look in there to see what you did?
Yeah, I sure did, and he told me I damaged the nerve. And he said, good luck.
And he said, good luck. I wonder what you did. If so, I think normally we talk about 6 months to a year to give it time to see what happens. Ringing in the ear can happen from any type of an ear disease or problem or trauma. And I'd like to hear someone else weigh in on this. And once you do damage a nerve, it can be very, very difficult in terms of what that nerve is. So I just give it a little more time. And, I pushed some wax against my ear once when I was diving. And at the bar, I figured out it was wax and I took out a straw and my wife blow a, what the heck was that? Was it an Irish coffee? Because I wanted something warm in my ear and I got it out. I was so proud of myself because, as you know, you get those pressures. It can cause all rupture eardrums, all kinds of things. So I just don't have in front of me the facts and figures. If you cut a finger, how long would take a nerve to grow back before we could wait and be sure that it had grown back? So I got to leave it at that, John. All right. But give it some time. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dean, how you doing?
Hi, sir.
You all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm a teacher, and we were talking about Peyronie's, and a discussion got around. One of the kids asked me a question for an answer, and because it got around to, could you fracture a penis? And I said, yeah, you could. And then they want to know, well, how do they treat it? Do they splint it? And, of course, it brought about a few light moments in the classroom, but it really got to down to a serious question.
It is a serious question. And a fractured penis can definitely happen, and men need to know about this, and often will cause a black and blue mark. And the way it's treated, the first thing you need to do is in the emergency room, if there's continued bleeding, it's a surgical fix, because you don't want to let that bleeding continue because it creates scar tissue, and that can lead to Peyronie's. And if there's continued bleeding, the blood vessel needs to be occluded. Sometimes it has stopped bleeding. And the fix isn't too, I mean, it's hard to put that part of your anatomy into a cast or a splint because of the changes in size that naturally occur during the night and sleeping. So it's like splinting a rib. You can't put a cast on a rib if you break a rib because you got to breathe and your ribs move up and down. So, it is something, you know, she zags and he zigs and you snap it. And, what can I tell you? A lot of kids will say, oh, there's a bone in there. No. Not at all. All right, let's talk to Elizabeth. Welcome to the program.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Good. I have a question. I have heard that semen, when swallowed, has antiviral capabilities. Is that true?
I'm not going to ask you why you're asking the question, but actually, there has been a couple of studies to find certain conditions, one of them autoimmune, called eclampsia and toxemia pregnancy, may be less in women who have absorbed absorbed semen. You can measure in the blood certain components of it. So, you know, this is like teenage men telling young women it's good for their skin. That's a bit of a scam. But in terms of looking at some of the body's more precious fluids, from breast milk to that, there are a host. We haven't even begun to unravel the proteins and antibodies and things in these bodily fluids. But yes, there have been serious scientific investigations. You can imagine how difficult it would be to do those kinds of studies, into, quote, the medicinal, you know, properties. Now, the health value of sex, of course, is well documented. And, I remember when that study came out about the immune system and how it indeed could be affected. And by the same token, there are some women can be allergic. And that's the quick way to diagnose that is a man can wear some kind of a barrier form of contraception to see if that helps. And they actually give women graduated quantities of it. That's like getting allergy shots, to cure that one. All right, Elizabeth, I got a scoop. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
What if you
know what blind luck is? It's when Blinds.com offers you a card good for $300 in gas, free with your order. Yep, free for a limited time when you choose from the huge lineup of beautiful and affordable blinds at Blinds.com. You'll receive a card good for $300 in gas. Blinds.com prices absolutely crush home improvement store prices on top quality blinds, shutters, and drapes. Stores can't compete with Blinds.com prices, but there's more. Blinds.com customer service offers expert phone advice and free installation videos that make it fast and easy to measure and install them yourself, or they'll send pro installers to your home to do it for you. Either way, Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices on top quality brand name blinds, shades, and draperies. Plus, in most cases, you'll save even more with free shipping, free color samples, and no sales tax. And remember, for a limited time, type internet in the optional code box during checkout for a card good for $300 in gas. Visit Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. As a radio host, a Fox News Channel contributor, and a New York Times best-selling author, I've got a reputation to uphold. So when I tell you about a work-from-home opportunity, one where you can earn serious money, you know it's for real. I've been telling my audience for years about IncomeAtHome55.com. Why? Because in an economy where nearly 6 million people will lose their jobs, IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers, and they're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome55.com. is the way real people just like you and me are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you to succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. Part-time, full-time, you decide. And listen, IncomeAtHome55.com is giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. That's www.IncomeAtHome55. That's the number 55. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's see. All right. Heather, are we going to talk about your dream? That was quite a dream.
What? No, not that dream.
Oh, that's why you scared me.
Do you okay. want me to tell people what you were wearing in my dream?
No, I'll tell them what you were wearing in my dream. It's fair turn.
Oh, okay. Purple bikini. All right. No big deal. We talked about dreams last show, and it reminded me that a couple weekends ago, after a crazy pizza meal, you know, lots of garlic, pesto, mushrooms, woo, I had really disturbing dreams that I remembered pretty clearly when I woke up, too. And my boyfriend was the same way, and he woke up, and he's like, oh, I can't believe the weird dreams I had. I was thinking, God, I bet it was the pizza. I mean, is there anything to that? Is there a stomach-mind connection?
Well, well, there is kind of, but in this particular case, most of the time we explain it by the fact that certain foods will cause, let's say, changes in your stomachs from gas and bubbles and discomfort to make you roll and toss and turn. And that a dream, they say, you don't remember it unless you kind of wake up at the end of that cycle. And so indeed, it's possible that you eat a similar meal. And then that meal has a similar effect upon the two of you and indeed wakes you, you know, disturbs your sleep in a way that makes you remember the dream or even causes a dream about something. I'm sure we've all had dreams where the alarm clock is going off and in your dream, it's a train going by with the bells. Your brain can immediately incorporate these external events into the dream. So in a sense, this is simplistic, if you know, the pepperoni gave you a tummy ache and you had a dream about you're running through the jungle and the natives threw a spear and a spear went right in your belly, you could see that as a relationship. Yeah, what?
Well, just that they were so disturbing, like there were thugs and criminals and I was trying to save somebody and it was really horrible.
Yes, well, scary dreams and negative dreams is a very controversial subject. But for instance, people who've had bad experiences, PTSD, etc., and I suppose pepperoni, you know, reacting in the middle of the night could stimulate that. I mean, I think that's as close as anybody could get on this. It's as we discussed in the dream stories we did last program during the week, this is a lot of mystery. It's a lot of mystery. And it did find that your set and setting, in other words, if God told you to, in your dream, to take a trip, to quit your job and take a trip around the world, or go work for, you know, in a colony that deals with leprosy, most people would choose a trip around the world. That we bring a bias when we interpret our dreams. And they gave a lot of examples. So possibly, you know, coming out of the pizza place, or I don't know whether you got it delivered or not, but you might have seen something on the street that was negative and made you a little scared. I don't know. What can I say?
We watched Blazing Saddles, of all things. But anyway, the takeaway lesson is no pizza late at night in bed. Then
right.
Skip the garlic.
Well, yeah, Blazing Saddles, that was beans and not pepperoni, if I recall. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that. But dreams, you know, truthfully, we do think that dreaming, as far as we can tell, is a way your brain processes information, discards information it does and doesn't want. I find that your brain is constantly trying to make a reasonable story out of the flotsam and jetsam of your experiences and tries to put it together in a meaningful fashion and then decide what to do with the information. It's nice there's still mysteries, though. I think that's kind of cool. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Delp. You're going to shut up about it if you want to be here Monday morning. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Join us for the next program, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
All right. Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-214-8494. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-214-8494. 888-214-8494. That's 888-214-8494.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now, 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116.